AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. A gunman opened fire at a college campus in Arizona early this morning, killing one person and wounding three others before being taken into custody, say authorities. Northern Arizona State University spokesman Eric Dieterle.
The incident took place outside Mountain View Hall on the northeast end of the Flagstaff campus. The first call of shots fired came in at 1:20 a.m.
21-year-old senior Maria Gonzalez heard those shots.
I was studying for an exam, so I look out the window and I just see people running, and that's when I realized they weren't fireworks, they're actually gunshots.
And she is frightened.
It's scary to know that how am I supposed to feel safe where I'm learning?
We don't know yet why this happened. The shooting comes on the same day President Obama travels to Roseburg, Oregon, to confront the families and comfort the families of victims of the recent shooting at a community college there. We heard talk the Pope Francis may have been in the running for the Nobel Peace Prize, but a group many of us had never heard of won the Peace Prize this morning. Our Carl Ritter is overseas with word of the group that helped guide Tunisia toward democracy after its 2011 revolution.
The committee gave this award to the Tunisian National Dialogue Quartet. This is a quartet made up of a labor union, employers organization, a human rights group, and the Tunisian Order of Lawyers. They've been mediating in the political conflicts following that revolution, and according to the Nobel Committee, they've enabled Tunisia to establish a constitutional system of government.
Defense Secretary Ash Carter is confirming this morning that the U.S. has indications that four Russian cruise missiles crashed in Iran rather than Syria, where Russia says it's targeting militants. Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump says Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl should have been executed for leaving his post in Afghanistan. This is AP Radio News. South Carolina is struggling to recover from the widespread flooding in several areas of the state caused by those heavy rains that first began falling a week ago. The skies have since cleared, but authorities say the flood threat remains in areas near rain-swollen rivers near the coast. Governor Nikki Haley at a news conference yesterday encouraged those in flood-prone areas to evacuate.
I know the sun is shining and the wind's not blowing and the rain isn't coming down, but the floods are. And you are going to see that not only does the water rise, but it will rise and stay for up to 12 days.
Now to Airman First Class Spencer Stone, the hero who helped stop a terror attack on a French train in August. He was stabbed in a Sacramento nightclub district early yesterday morning, but officials say they expect Spencer Stone to recover fully. They say he was involved in some sort of an alcohol-fueled late-night brawl. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.